Hey everybody, welcome to Traffic Keys. And if you're anywhere in the marketing world for your business in 2021, you've probably been bombarded by this term of keywords, because whether it's paid marketing, search marketing, any kind of marketing today, everyone is talking about keywords. And I wanted to take just a couple of minutes tonight and discuss keywords with you guys and really start this discussion, because it really is a really, really big discussion about keywords and understanding keywords. So we're just going to touch a little bit of the theory tonight. And first off, I know it's a couple hours away. Depending on where you are in the world, it actually may be already. If you're celebrating it today, I know in Europe they celebrated it, I think, 2 weeks ago. Happy Mother's Day. Early Mother's Day to anyone, to all the mothers. The world wouldn't be here without y'all. Like, no joke, seriously. And you guys do a wonderful job. So thank you. Happy Mother's Day. And as we jump into keywords, let's start to do a bit of definition. And tonight we're only going to go through a couple different, I guess, types of keywords is the best way to look at it, because there's this. Actually, a good way of looking at it is just the term keyword. There's this overarching word called keywords, and these are terms that people search for in order to find something. Now, we've talked a bit about search before, and we talked about search intent, right? And so every keyword has some level of intent as to why the user was searching, depending on the different platforms that they may have been searching. And based on the intent for which they were searching, the platform tries to serve them content to meet that intent. But tonight, I want to really focus on is this concept of long tail keywords, because it's kind of permeated a lot of different conversations, and I've seen that a lot of people don't understand what it means. So long tail keywords 5 years ago really meant any keyword phrase that was like over four words long. So if you were searching for chiropractor in Maryland, okay, that's chiropractor in Maryland. That's three words, and in actually doesn't count. So it's only two words, chiropractor and, can y'all see that? Chiropractor in Maryland. Let me do it this way. Chiropractor in Maryland, right? And so that was a keyword that only had two terms in it, okay? Chiropractor in Maryland specializing in neck injury, or specializing in TMJ, which is a jaw issue. All right. That, my friends, is a long tail keyword. So a long tail keyword is a keyword where the user who is typing that keyword is giving more specificity to the search engine about their intent and what it is that they're looking for. Okay. Because with a keyword like chiropractor in Maryland that specializes in TMJ, right there we know a few things. This is someone who either has or knows someone who has some sort of TMJ issue that they need information on. They're looking for a chiropractor who specializes in that. So we can also assume that they're at a place where they're ready for help. You see how the intent starts to come out there way more so than chiropractor in Maryland? Okay. And so long tail keywords are super, super important to you and to me as marketers, as business owners, because long tail keywords help us understand our searchers' intent and what it is they're actually looking for. And so the thing here, guys, and this is where, you know, I don't know if they even still say this, but when I was young, people used to say all the time, the devil's in the details, right? And that's the case with long tail keywords, because as the long tail keywords get longer and more specific, you get fewer and fewer searches. And that's actually a good thing for you. Okay. It's a really, really good thing for you. And here's where I'm going with this. When you start to do keyword research, you may research a term chiropractor. Well, guess what? Chiropractor, there are tons of results and there are tons of people searching for it. And you may think, ooh, I want to be ranked for the term chiropractor. Ooh, but do you really? Like, if you're a chiropractor, you just want to be ranked for the general term chiropractor. If you're in Maryland and that person is in Nebraska, how does that help you? It doesn't really, right? Chiropractor in Maryland, a little bit more specific. And being more specific, fewer people are searching for it. But now you're a chiropractor in Maryland and might be a little bit more relevant. However, Maryland has Baltimore and St. Mary's City, which are very, very far apart. And so if I typed in chiropractor in Maryland, I'm in St. Mary City, I mean, I want to travel 2.5-3 hours to Baltimore. So still doesn't help me, right? Even though it's getting a little bit more specific. Then when we get down to the nitty gritty, and this is what you've got to do when you're thinking about yourself and your business and the terms that people are going to be searching for, looking for you, chiropractor in Maryland that specializes in TMJ. Better yet, chiropractor in Baltimore, Maryland that specializes in TMJ. Now, you may do that search and you may find out through keyword research that only 30 people, only 50 people search for that a month. And you'll say, oh, only 50 people search for that. That's not a really worthwhile keyword. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is, because all 50 of those people are looking for you. And so the thing that I want you to hear, guys, is this. When you're doing keyword research and you're looking at long tail keywords that are getting more and more specific, the long tail keywords that get more and more specific, they matter when those are terms that clearly define you and or the problem that you solve for your audience. And so it doesn't matter if 30 people search for it. It doesn't matter if 10,000 people search for it. It doesn't matter if 1 million people are searching for this keyword. If you do that research in that long tail keyword, only 50 people are searching for it. Guess what? You want all 50 of those, because those are what essentially will become warm leads for you. Those are people who really, really want you. So that is the key and the thing that I want you to hear and understand when you're looking at long tail keywords. Number one, you're not going after just any long tail keywords, right? And it's not just about, which a lot of people try to tell you, that the more words in the keyword phrase that someone's typing makes it a long tail keyword. That's crap. That's crap. Matter of fact, if I just typed in, that's crap, that's crap, that's crap, chiropractor, well, guess what? That's a long tail keyword by their definition. But that doesn't mean anything to you. What you're looking for are long tail keywords that actually relate to exactly who you are and the problem that you solve for your customer. Keywords that tell us that the people who are searching for that keyword are your ideal customer. It doesn't matter if it's only 10 of them. Heck, you may do your keyword research and Google may tell you it's zero. However, it gave you results, which is always interesting to me, right? Google may come back and tell you zero people search for this. And we'll get into one day if you guys don't know how to do keyword research. But there are a lot of times you put in a keyword and the results will come back and tell you no one searches for this on average per month. But yet there are still a lot of results. So how does that work, right? Well, here's how it does work. It means so few people search for it, they're not willing to count them. But guess what? They count to you. If that's your niche, if those are your people, if those are your ideal customers, they matter to you. And you need to go after them. So that's it for today, guys. I wanted to just kind of delve in a little bit on long tail keywords with you. Okay. And so I hope this made sense. If you've got questions, if you need help figuring out how to figure out which long tail keywords apply to you, reply, drop a comment, let me know. If you're on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get more of my videos. If you're on Facebook, definitely go to Traffic Keys on Facebook. I've got a group and a page in the group. You can come and you can ask your questions. We do a Mailback Monday where I actually answer all of your questions. So feel free to leave your questions there. Love to have them. Okay. And once again, this is Atiba, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day.